All I've ever wanted in Minecraft is to be a goat. Finally, my dreams have come true!
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is Twit. Video and audio bandwidth provided by Cashfly at cachefly.com.
Hello and welcome to OMG Craft. I'm your host, OMG Chad. This is a show that'll teach you how to become a Minecraft expert in no time. Let's talk about goats. Goat Simulator has been a game that has been sweeping the nation ever since its release on April 1st. Made by Coffee Stain Studios, a Swedish independent game developer, there has only been one problem with Goat Simulator. It wasn't in Minecraft. Until now. Play Minecraft server has been working on a version of Goat Simulator in Minecraft, so let's check it out. So here we are on the Play Minecraft server. That's where you spawn right back there. So once you join the server, this is kind of what it looks like, and what we're looking for is right over in this direction. There aren't any signs yet. You can shift on these pads right here. If you just hold down shift and crouch, it will launch you in the direction that you're facing, so you can get around this server very quickly. This portal here is what's normally been the museum, but this is also where you can find Goat Simulator as we're starting off. Now, this world has been, people have been in it for a little while, so it has been a little bit destroyed, but it's reset every hour. So at the top of the hour, I guess, something like that, or maybe not, who knows. It's reset about every hour. But the best way to experience this is in F5 mode, because you can see that you are a goat, and that as you go through the world, you smash objects, you headbutt them, and they go flying. What else could you possibly want more? You can find other goats, you can smash them too. I just butted him, and he's gone. Poor goat friend! Oh my gosh, he exploded, and I didn't even know. Oh my gosh. So you can just cause want and destruction all day long. You can go through basically any buildings because, you know, you're a goat. And what else? Oh, I found myself in a cave. You know what? I'll just go mining really easily. Let's just head this away. You know what? No, let's go back. I'm a little bored of this mining situation. And let's get back out. This is also a... Wah! There we go. Broke through the ground there. You know, because I'm a goat. This is also the Minecraft Museum, so this is a mirror of what you would see in the Minecraft server. So if you are a fan of Minecraft, you know many of these builds, and you know, you got basically you get to A, enjoy the server, B, destroy the server, and C, be a goat at all times. And you know what? All these flowers, they just they gotta go. You do have a jump boost so that you can get around objects. So here we can jump up on this tree if we don't want to, say, just walk through the tree and destroy it. And if you are a patron, you're also able to double tap and fly around as a goat. So if I want to get somewhere faster as a patron, that does cost money to become a patron. So keep that in mind to be able to get the fly power. But we can come over here to this Enderman. I was killed by an Enderman just the other day, so you know what he has coming. Time to lose your legs, Enderman. Here we go. And oh, apparently obsidian. I can't. You know what? I'm gonna screw up the ground all around you. That's right. You thought you were sitting on grass. I'm gonna destroy this stuff. Another thing is that you have a clock in your inventory, so if you take this clock, you can kind of see that the goat is kind of destroying the clock. I just love just how the animation of just all these fences, they're just gone. Get out of here, sheep! I mean, not sheep, I meant chicken, get out of here. Oh, here's some sheep. Yeah, that's right, get out! You don't... Move! That's right, you had it coming to you. You know, I kind of want... Oh, there's another goat. Come over here. Get it. Ah, that's right. Eat it. These pumpkins, they need to eat it too. You know, I haven't seen. Can I get at this chest? Chest, eat it. Oh, there he goes. When they land, they're still chests. That's really cool. Lapis. Ah. This is the block exchange, I think. Maybe, I don't know. MPD? That sounds like a I'm not sure. I haven't seen this video yet. This looks way too fancy. Just wreck it. Okay. The clock in your hand will allow you to get back to spawn if you get too lost, or say maybe get stuck, or I can't see how you could get stuck. This carpet. I love the carpet flying around. I don't see how you could get stuck, as you can walk through literally anything. But if you do get stuck, you can either right-click and you are out. You have teleported out. Or I believe you can click forward and go back to spawn with just left-click. We could test that out here really quick. If I'm right here, I'm still a goat. And remember F5. If you hit F5, you'll see everything. So if we click, yeah, so just click forward. Just click like you would with the sword, and you are teleported back to spawn. Once again, you are a goat in Goat Simulator. Have fun destroying the Minecraft server and just generally being a goat. Head on over to us.playminecraft.com in your Minecraft multiplayer menu to check it out, or you could also head on over to playminecraft.com to just see the website if that's your fancy. Also, if you want to play the original Goat Simulator, head on over to goat-simulator.com, and there you can find links to purchase the Goat Simulator that's not in Minecraft. If you have any more tips or tricks or suggestions or feedback that you'd like to send my way, feel free to email me at mail@omgcraft.com, and be sure to subscribe on iTunes and YouTube. Thanks so much for watching. See you next time. Bye!